time. Okay, so we started on Sunday to talk about a piece of Gemara from Maseches Shabbos, a very amazing Gemara, where the Gemara describes the moment that the Satan comes to Hashem and starts asking Hashem, what happened to the Torah? There used to be a Torah in Shemayim, it seems to have disappeared. Where did it go? So Hashem says, listen, it's somewhere down below, it's in the world of the Tachtonim. So the Satan comes down and he starts asking around, what happened to the Torah? He asks the Aretz, do you know where the Torah is? I don't know, not by me. He asks the ocean, do you know where the Torah is? He asks the Tahom, the depths. He asks death and destruction, very strange Lashonos. Where's the Torah? No one seems to know where the Torah is. He comes back to Hashem and says, Hashem, what happened to the Torah? So he says, go talk to Ben Amram. And he goes to Moshe and he tries to engage Moshe in conversation. And Moshe's kind of avoiding the questioning of the Satan. And Hashem says, no, tell him the truth. So Moshe says, listen, I feel bad admitting that the Torah was given to me. Who am I to be worthy of Torah? So Hashem says, wow, you're so humble. Because of your humility, the Torah will be called on your name. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. That's the Medrash. That's the teaching that we find in the Gemara Shabbos, Pei Tesamad Aleph. Okay, that's the Midrashic interpretation of the conversation between the Satan and Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so now, says the Maharal, we need to analyze sort of what's going on here. What exactly was the Satan doing when he went to the different parts of creation and asked them, where's the Torah? So we started to explain last time, we began to introduce that part of the question is, specifically, how did the Torah end up down below? Meaning, when the Torah was up above, the Satan has no problem with maybe even a human being like Moshe coming above and learning Torah. Because there's a part of us that's from the world above. We have a neshama, which is the part of us which is above. But what about the world below? What about the guf? You're going to allow a Torah to what? To be brought down into this lower realm? Into the world of physicality? That the Satan can't understand. And as we explained last time from Rav Huttner, whenever the Satan asks a question, it's because the Satan is helping to clarify the truth. The Satan is not just a bully who comes around to, you know, to be annoying. The Satan is helping us to clarify, to be mevarer, the truths that we live. So the Satan, in pestering Hashem and Moshe with this question, is really trying to help us to understand. It's a very fundamental idea. How could it be that the Torah, which is seichel pashut, which is pure intellect, pure spirituality, could find its way into a physical world? Okay? So let's continue with the explanation of the Agarata. Va'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu shenasan osa el ha'aretz. Hashem says to the Satan, going back to the quote from the Gemara, Hashem says to the Satan, you want to know where the Torah is? It's down below. Really? It's down below. How could that be? Ki ha'tachtonem yesh lehem yichus el ha'torah shehi seichel pashut. An amazing line. Maharal sometimes says so much in one line. The Maharal says that the Tachtonim, the lower realms, have a yichus, have a shaychus, have a connection, a relationship with Torah, because the Torah is what? Because the Torah is seichel pashut. What does that mean, the Torah is seichel pashut? There's a wholesome simplicity to the Torah, a oneness to the Torah, a certain pashtus, a certain simplicity to the Torah, that can only be found in a world of Tachtonim, in a lower realm. We'll have to see what that means, right? But as we're going to see, the punchline that we saw already from the Gemara is that how did Moshe get the Torah more than anything else? From his humility. When a person makes himself small and humble and simple, when a person negates himself to the will of Hashem, it's much easier to align himself with Torah. When we're complicated and we're complex and we seem to be pulled in many different directions, it's hard to align ourselves with the oneness of Torah. But when I live a life of tmimus, of pshitas, of wholesome spiritual simplicity, it's much easier to be one with the Torah. So Moshe kibel Torah misinai. The way that the Kedushas Levi explains it, the way that Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains it, Moshe got the Torah misinai, from the fact that he was humble like Sinai. Har Sinai was selected because of its humility, so to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu was selected because of his humility. The more a person makes himself pashut, simple, wholesome, the easier it is to receive the Torah. So the Satan is told by Hashem, what do you mean? Of course the Torah belongs down below. The world down below is a very simple world, really, a simple world. Let's see. So the Satan comes down and starts looking around. V'kasher hayim ma'ayin ba'aretz, when the Satan is investigating the earth, As he amra Elokim hevin darka, the earth to the aretz. Do you see? Right, the earth responds Elokim hevin darka. That what? That only God knows its way. I don't know the Torah. Now, what does that mean? Why did the Satan come to the earth? Perish ki ha'aretz af shehi yesod pashut. On the one hand, the earth is so simple. The earth is so low and so simple. Mikol makom ein layichas el Torah. And yet the earth responds, the Torah is not by me. On the one hand, the dirt is so simple. We talk about the four yesodos, the four elements of creation. Eish, Ruach, Afar, and Mayim. In a certain sense, Afar, dirt, is the most simple of all the elements of creation. And yet at the same time, the earth responds, I'm not simple enough for the Torah. What does that mean? Lakach amra Elokim, shehu nivda lagamri, yodea darka. The earth responds that only God, who is totally detached from physicality, knows the ways of the Torah. The earth responds, even though I'm simple on a certain level, I'm very complex on a different level. In what sense? Ve'ein la'aretz shum yichas ala Torah she'yiseich al pashut. The earth responds, I am not simple enough, I am not wholesome enough, I am not spiritual enough in order to receive the Torah. Because the Torah is a seich al pashut, again, pure neshama, and the earth is too complex. In what sense? In what sense is the earth too complex? We'll see in a moment. So the Satan goes to ask the ocean. He says, the earth, I guess, is too complicated. What's too complicated about the earth? Think about it. The earth produces a variety of different things which are made up of many elements. Right? If you look at the things that grow from the earth, there are many parts to it. There are many dimensions to it. It's murkav. It's a combination of water and earth and a seed and sunlight. Right? It's made up of when that stalk of wheat grows, it has a husk and it has the kernels and it has many different components to it. So even though it all sprouts from that simple dirt, which has a certain oneness to it, a wholesome simplicity to it, but it produces a world of what? Of multiplicity. It produces a world of complexity. So therefore, the earth is not simple enough. On the one hand, it's simple, but it's not simple enough. So, the Satan goes to speak to the ocean, to speak to the waters. The waters are more simple. How are the waters more simple? The waters, unlike the dirt which produces a multiplicity of things, the water doesn't produce a variety. Now, you'll say, but the water is made up of a lot of different things. There are many different types of fish in the water, different types of plants that grow in the water. It's true, but it's not produced from the water the same way that things are produced that are grown out of the earth. So the Satan thought, well, maybe if the Torah is not in the earth, maybe the Torah is in the water. Right? So the water responds, V'im kol zeh amar hayam eini madi. And yet the yam responds, nope, it's not by me. D'mikol makom gam hayam eino pashut. Because the water also is complex in a certain way. Why? As we explained, L'fisha gam b'yam shayach bo harkava, the water also is made up of many different things. Sheyesh bo dagim. While the fish don't necessarily come from the water, but the water is filled with all sorts of different substances of life. It has many types of fish. Ve'im she'eno kamava aretz. And while it's true, the water is not as complex, is not as complicated in a sense as the earth. She'i yishuv ha'olam uvo kol ha'nimtzam. The earth which people live upon and so much sprouts and emerges from. Lakach eno pashut kamo hayam. And therefore, the earth is not as simple as the water. Nonetheless, while it's true, says the Maharal, that the water is certainly more simple than the earth, but nonetheless, the water is also complex. There's a lot of different types of species of life that are growing, living, and thriving in the water, and therefore the water is also not simple enough for that wholesome and holy simplicity of the Torah. So, where does the Satan go next? Third stop. The Satan goes to the depths. The depths could be the depths of the ocean. If you've ever seen or studied or read about the depths of the ocean, it's a totally different experience. The way that fish live and thrive and light is able to reach the top part of the ocean, the bottom of the ocean is very dark. And the types of creatures that find themselves there are much more simplistic because they don't need light to live, and they need less nutrients to live. So there's more of a oneness, there's more of a simplicity. At the bottom, at the dark ocean, the same way that in a dark room everything looks the same, the bottom of the ocean, there's a oneness to it. So the Satan said, maybe Hashem gave the Torah to the bottom of the ocean. He went to the depths of the earth, to the bottom of the ocean. And in that place, you don't see a multiplicity of things. Right? The bottom of the ocean is empty, is devoid of fish. The Gemara says in Brachos, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they emptied it out like what? They emptied it out like a net without fish. So Rashi says it's like when you try to fish at the bottom of the ocean, you're not going to catch much. That's not where the good fish are. The good fish are on the top of the ocean. Right? So the Satan thought maybe the bottom of the ocean is more simple, is more pashut, is more wholesome, and therefore it has more of a connection to Torah. Maybe it's a better shidduch for the Torah. And nonetheless, the ocean responds, the depths of the earth respond, lo bihi. Nope, not by me. It's not here. Still not here. Because even in that deep, dark, cold bottom of the ocean, or the deep, dark cavern in the center of the earth, right? There still is, while the type of life and the type of plants and the type of things that live there or dwell there or are created there might be more simplistic on a certain level, again, there's still stuff happening there. It's not completely batel. It's not completely negated. It's not completely humble. Because even the bottom of the ocean has dimensions, it has limitations. Ve'ein pshitus. And for something to be pashut, it has to be expansive, limitless, uncontained, infinite. The Torah is infinite, it needs to find somewhere infinite. The bottom of the ocean might be very, very deep, but there is a bottom. There is a bottom somewhere down there. So therefore, because of its limitations, it is not the ultimate of pshitus. Ki kol asher hu mugbal ein pashut lagamri. Because anything that can be measured or defined is not completely pashut. Okay? So the Satan comes to the earth. The Satan comes to the waters, the Satan comes to the Tahom, to the depths, and can't find the Torah anywhere. So now the Satan has a crazy idea. The Satan says, well, maybe Hashem gave the Torah to Avadon Vamaves, to destruction and death. What does that mean? And destruction and death respond, nope, we've heard about it, but we don't have it. Amru ba'aznenu shamanu shim'a. We've heard rumors about it, but we don't have the Torah. What was the Satan thinking? What does death have to do with Torah? It seems to be the opposite of a Torah Schayim. Perush avadon v'mavis hu siluk hanivra hamurkav. Because when something goes through a process of breakdown, when it goes through destruction, when it goes through death, so what was once made up of many complex different parts becomes reduced to what? It becomes reduced to a oneness. Right? The body, as it experiences death, it moves towards a certain oneness. It's no longer functioning. The different organs are no longer functioning, each one serving its purpose. But it's negating itself towards that simplicity, towards that oneness. So the Satan said, maybe in death is the Torah. Maybe the death has been given Torah. Maybe destruction, a breakdown, a siluk hanivra hamurkav, a removal of a created thing which is complex, which is made up of many parts. V'chozer l'pshitas shelo. It's a return to what? To simplicity. Adam Yesoda may offer a sofa lafa, right? We come from the dirt, we go back to the dirt. So maybe that's where Torah is found. Very strange idea. Vizen Nemar al Chomer Harishon. Maybe it's a return to what? To the starting point of creation, to the beginning of substance, to the first Chomer, the first materials. Vahu Nikra Avadon Vamavis. It's a breakdown that returns something to a oneness, to a simplicity. Bishvil ki Chomer Harishon. Shehu nedar kol tzura, because if you could just get down to the raw materials, right, at a core level, so there's really no difference between one person and another person. Once a person exists and is built up, right, So Chanoch looks one way, and Neil looks a different way, and Yaakov looks a third way. Right? So we look different. But when we break us down, when a person returns to the dust, it's all one and the same. So maybe that oneness, that Chomer Rishon, that starting point that we all share in common, where there's no individual tzura, where there's no unique shape or unique design of a particular individual, so maybe that's where Torah is found. Vu poshet tzura v'lovesh tzura. It's like removing one, you know, garb and putting on a different garb. V'lekach nikra ha-chomer ha-rishon avadon v'maves. And therefore that starting point of that common ground that we all share, in many ways is referred to as destruction and death. And the Satan says, maybe that's where Torah is. Kihu sibas avadon v'maves. Because after all, it is the cause that need to return to one's simple starting point is what causes death. Kasher davar zayadu, as is well known. V'achomer hazeh eino bal rechakim mugvalim. And that chomer, that raw material which could be made into anything, doesn't have the same limitations and boundaries that that created beings have. U'misyachas hazeh, Torah sichlis. So maybe it tastes a little bit more of that infinity, which is one with the Torah. So death and destruction respond, sorry, getting close, Satan. But no, it is not. The Torah is not found here. There's no Torah here. We've heard about it, but it's not here. Klomar, bishvil she'ein rechakim bugbalim el chomer harishon. The limitations of the chomer harishon are still somewhat defined. V'lakach shayech lomar ba'aznenu shamanu shema. On the one hand, yes, there's a common ground that is freed from limitations and is freed from a specific design or shape or boundaries. At the same time, though, there's still a substance. Umikol makom bavada in shayach lomar hachomer harishon mekabel haTorah, ki haTorah nivdol min hachomri. But at the end of the day, the Torah is totally devoid, is totally separate from physicality. It's pure spirituality. So even man in his broken, most broken, raw form, in a state of chorban, in a state of destruction, in a state of death, right? When man is reduced to his most basic elements, but he still has a trace of physicality to him. And therefore the Torah is not found by him. Okay. Says the Maharal, in summation, Umitchila zachar ha'aretz atzma. Again, first the Satan spoke to the Aretz, thinking that that might be the place where Torah is found. V'acher kach zachar tahom, shehu mitachas la'aretz, uvizeh zachar kol ha'olam ha'tachton, v'acher kach zachar hachomer harishon. So it's a process here, right? First he speaks to the world as is. Then he goes to a world beneath the world. Then he goes to the sort of the starting point, the common denominator of all of physicality, right? Which we call death and destruction. And yet, in all of those places, it's still not simple enough. It's still not wholesome enough. It's still not pure enough to receive the Torah. Let's just do a drop more. V'od yesh lafarish, another way to explain, when the Satan speaks to destruction and to death, when he speaks to the world below, hu ha-gehenim. He's considering the possibility, it sounds crazy, that maybe the Torah was given to gehenim, mamish, to a place that's totally beyond. What does that mean? V'amur parakama detanis, the Gemara says in Tanis, daf yud amar aleph, gehenim ein lo shi'ur. Gehenim has no limitations. Gehenim is endless, whatever that means exactly, the Isa Sham, as the Gemara says. So therefore Gehenim responds, yes, we've heard about this Torah thing. We've heard rumors about it. In other words, Klomar, ki yeshes yachsus l'Gehenim. On the one hand, Gehenim says, yes, because I also don't have a shiur, I am beyond limitations. Gehenim is not defined by a particular time or shape or space. So too the Torah, which also transcends time and space, doesn't have limitations, doesn't have a shiur. Maybe Torah has a place, a connection to Gehenim. Kamo she'Gehenim gam kim ein lo shiur. So too the Torah doesn't have a shiur. Uvedavar zeh yesh kan domeh. And in that sense, they have something in common. But of course the Maharal says, that's an absurd suggestion. Aval ein shayach ha'Gehenim le'Torah. There's no way to relate Gehenim to Torah. There's no way Hashem gave His precious Torah to Gehenim. Why? Ki haTorah hi etzem hametzius. Because after all, Torah is the what? Is the essence of reality, of life. V'Gehenim hu heder hametzius. And Gehenim is the absence of reality, the absence of life. V'harei ha-Torah matzila midina shel Gehenim. And one of the promises that a person who studies Torah in a serious way, the Medrash says, that in the zchus of one's connection to Torah, one is saved from Gehenim. So, davar zeh nisbar, this is understood to us. We don't need to explain it too much. It should be pretty clear to us. It should be well known to us. So there's no way that hell, destruction, death was given the Torah, even though it's able to say, I can relate to it in the sense that just like Torah is infinite, it's endless, so too in a sense, Gehenim is also beyond dimensions. A final point for tonight, another way to say it, is kamashmo, to explain, as is implied, Masha Omer Avadon Vamavis Amru Ba'azneinu Shamanu Shema, Hainu, Haheder Hadavek Binimtsam. Maybe, who's speaking? Who's the Satan speaking to? He's speaking to the Heder. He's speaking to the what? To the void that exists within created beings. Every one of us, by definition, from the fact that we are created, right, that means we're imperfect. There's a Heder, there's a void, there's imperfection. Now, why would I think that the Torah has more of a connection to something that is imperfect if the Torah is so perfect? Ki benimtzam davek haheder behem v'hu nikra sha'ol v'avadon. The void that exists, the shortcomings, the imperfections of a person is called death and destruction. It's called the emptiness. It's called the sha'ol tachtis. It's called the bottoming out, the low part of a person. V'ein haheder bal rochek mugval. But heder is not what? That void, that empty thing, cannot be measured. And therefore, in a sense, oh, it's beyond measure. It's like Torah. It doesn't have gvulim. It doesn't have limitations or boundaries. Lefichach amru ba'azneinu shamanu shema. So a void, right? A substance can be measured. A hole can't really be measured. There's a sense of something infinite to it. So maybe the Torah was given to Sha'ol v'avadon. Maybe Torah was given into the void. Of course, the Maharal says, in response to the Satan, that's absurd as well. Aval ein b'Torah shehi ametzias shayich b'hedar. It can't be that the Torah, which again is itself the substance of life, cannot be given to the void. Shehu hefech zeh, which is the opposite. V'hinei zocher ma'ashashayich el olam duhu aretz v'yam v'tahom. So we see that the Satan had a conversation and tried to explore that which is relevant to this world, eretz, yam, and tahom. He even considered the void of the world, the heder of this world. But then the Satan comes back to Hashem and says, Rabbono Shel Olam, I can't seem to find the Torah anywhere. And what we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem next time is that when Hashem sends the Satan back down and he tells him to go to Moshe, apparently even more simple than dirt, even more simple than the ocean, even more simple than the depths of the ocean, the dark depths of the ocean, even more simple than Gehenim, or more simple than the breakdown of the body and death, and even more simple than the void, which is found within all created beings. Something even more wholesome and more simple and more appropriate for Torah than all of that is Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Satan is going to Mirtz Hashem learn on Sunday night when we meet up again. Mirtz Hashem. Okay, any questions, comments? It's amazing. The way the Maharal is breaking down this piece of Agadata, and all of it just highlighting, you know, how simple Moshe Rabbeinu is. More simple than earth, more simple than water. Water which can be molded into anything, right? Maharal writes in some of his farm that water represents simplicity, and the Torah is compared to water because water takes on whatever shape you apply to it. Whatever the kli is, whatever the vessel is, that's the shape the water is going to take. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu was so malleable in terms of doing whatever Hashem wants from him that he's even more simple than that. So that's an unbelievable lesson, just the importance of humility. The more humble and the more flexible, the more easygoing one is to do the Ratzon Hashem, the more easy it is to align our lives with Torah. That's the bar.